Mendelssohn also did a translation of the Bible into German. His translation of the Bible into German, many people said, was far better than Luther's job, even though Luther's translation is the main translation for the Protestant church, certainly in Germany. In our time, we don't, again, we live in a different, we live in the world of Art Scroll. We will live to see a generation that's convinced that the Torah was given in English with an overview. That's the way our children are raised. In Israel, it's translated from biblical Hebrew to modern Hebrew, but it's a different Hebrew. We live in a world of translation. And translation has become accepted. It was not accepted in traditional circles in the 18th century. The introduction of German as the language of the Bible, or as the language that scholars and teachers taught Torah in, was a radical departure. It was taught in Yiddish, or in Germanic Yiddish. You know, it was taught in the language that the Jews spoke, whatever it was. But the language that the Jews spoke was not the language, was not the vernacular of the country that they lived in. And this was a radical departure. His ideas about change of dress. The Jews threw off their traditional Jewish dress because that was part of the decree, part of the experiment of Frederick, is that Jews didn't have to dress as Jews. There were no restrictions regarding dress. So dress, language, not living in the ghetto any longer, the opening of the school system to Jews. And concurrent with the opening of the school system with the Jews was the fact that now professions were open to Jews. Philosophy, medicine, art, sciences, etc. All of that eroded in decades, eroded what had been built up over literally over 1,000 years in Germany. It just eroded it. When we discuss Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch, in a few lectures from now, he's 100 years later, he in effect reaped all the benefits of these changes, but kept the people orthodox. It's almost as though he it's almost as though Mendelssohn would have liked to do what he did, except that Hirsch was able to do it, but he only did it on a small scale. And Mendelssohn, 100 years earlier, when he let that genie out of the bottle, because Hirsch also translated it into German, they also became German, they dressed as German, they spoke German, they integrated themselves, they went to secular education in the Realschule in Frankfurt, the secular studies where the boys sat with uncovered heads. They were part of Germany. But they were devotedly religious and orthodox. That was 100 years later. But when the genie was let out of the bottle here in the middle of the 1700s, it was a complete destruction. It also became fashionable for a period of time, only for a period of time, until German anti-Semitism set back in, but it became fashionable for a short period of time for German intellectuals to marry Jews. And that provided a rate of intermarriage that in a short period of time proved astonishing. And also,